for us this morning. And we'll come Wednesday night, take down the tree, and let's have a short Bible study, and we'll determine what we're going to go on with it the rest of the year, rest of the winter or not. But Eric started this off, and then Mike, he took it up, and Wednesday night, we'll study the fourth chapter of Mark. Now, you read this chapter and tell us, like we did before, what you got out of it. Maybe there'll just be a word, or maybe it'll just be a verse, or just something that it's a saying that really struck you. Now, you know, the sower went to sow, and talks about a lot of things. And so whether it was the sower or the seed or whatever it was, why, just give us your comment, what you got out of the fourth chapter. So we'll go through that Wednesday night. But Troy Pennington will be here tonight preaching. I never heard this young man preach. And I know that we're going to be short tonight. We're going to be a lot of people out. And I hate it on account of him, but we'll do the best we can. And he'll be here tonight preaching. So, what time was it we come last on Wednesday night? 6:30?
Yes, sir.
Let's come back 6:30 this coming Wednesday night. Clean up, take up the tree, and get our work done, and we'll have a short Bible study, okay? All right. We'll get over there.
So I want to thank the Lord for being here this morning again, once again to stand. And I know I was going to be preaching this morning. I kind of got my Bible this morning and started reading where I put my bookmark, where I thought I might have a message. And it was over here in 1 Kings. You can go ahead and be turning to 1 Kings chapter 22. And, I was originally thinking I was going to be preaching out of chapter 21, but that may come another time. But this right here just struck a chord with me. And didn't know that all these things that's been going on this morning would line up right with this message, at least the way the Lord showed it to me. 1 Kings chapter 22. Got in the door, and me and Mike and Jerry started talking about, you know, answering the call to preach and being out there and having to go help other people out and preach in. And Mike mentioned something about you got to be just like Daniel in the den of lions. You got to stand firm, stand your ground. Mm-hmm. And Shane didn't hear that. He didn't know nothing about it when he got up here to teach. So I thought I really enjoyed how that worked out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to meet a man here today that stood his ground and probably, you know, just to let you know, every year, seems like for the past 3 years, I have preached a New Year's Sunday service. I have preached the morning of the Sunday after New Year's for 3 years in a row, whether it be here or somewhere else. It just seems like the way that follows. But I think this is maybe one of the first times I've ever preached one of the last Sundays of the year. But that's neither here nor there, but I just thought that was pretty interesting. I'll share it with you. 1 Kings chapter 22. And we find here that Ahab, you know, one of the wickedest kings ever to be in the seed of Israel, he is here, and he hears from Ramoth Gilead about this place, and they were at war for a while, but now they were at peace for so many years. And then it says, let's go ahead and read on verse 3, and the king of Israel said to his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? This is Ahab speaking. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, that's Ahab, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Now, this is not something that Ahab was used to. He was not inquiring of the Lord much because he was always doing things contrary to the word of God. In fact, in the previous chapter, it talks about how he sold himself to do the deeds of wicked and evil. And it says here, he had acquired, it told him to acquire the Lord about if we should go up and take this place because it really belongs to us. And verse 6 says, the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Now I want you to remember, this doesn't say these were men of God, it says they were prophets. We hear about the prophets of Baal over there some chapters, a few chapters back, and we know that there are such things as false prophets, and we're going to see and read about this here in the next verse. Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? Is there not a man that still stands for the things of the Lord? Is there not a man who's still God's man that we can inquire of him instead of all these 400 men, the majority of men? Amen. Today, a lot of the world wants to go with the majority, but even though they might not be men of God, they might not be something of the Lord, just because, just like he said in Daniel today, we had all the princes, all the counselors, all the presidents. Hey, the majority was there agreeing upon this thing, but that didn't make it God's plan and God's thing, what he wanted to do. And Jehoshaphat recognized that these were not prophets of God. He had told Ahab to inquire of the Lord if we should go take it up. And he said, you know, after these prophets had their say, he said, is there not a man of God left? Hey, that we can inquire of him about taking this land. And he says over here, the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man. Now I want you to notice this. I begin to think about Elijah over there. He felt like he was one man. Hey, that was left in the country. It was a few chapters back. Hey, where Jezebel had told him that she would take his life just like he had taken the lives of the 450 prophets of Baal. Hey, but we find there that Elijah ran for his life. Jerry preached on this, I believe it was last week. Hey, and it talks about how Elijah was in the cave. Hey, there was a wind, a big old strong wind come by and blowed down. Hey, and one day after the wind, there was an earthquake, and then there was a fire. Not necessarily in that order, but hey, we find that Elijah was there all by himself. He was one man, and he inquired to the Lord that he would die. Hey, because he was all that was there. He felt all alone, Brother Jerry. I know there's people today in the world that have given up because they feel all alone. Amen. Hey, but that's not the time to give up. The Lord talked to him in a still small voice, told him to come out of the cave. Hey, it said, you know, I have 7,000 men, hey, that had not bowed the knee to Baal. Amen. Hey, what is 450 prophets against these 7,000 men? You think about it that way. Hey, but the point is that he still had some people that were willing to stand up. Hey, and this man here, he was one man of the kingdom. He said, yeah, there's one man, hey, that's a prophet of God. In verse 8, he said, his name is Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him. Ahab said, I hate him. Boy, isn't it funny how the men of God today are hated by the world. Amen. Hated by the things of the world today. I think about Jesus. He told us about it way before it ever happened. He said, the world hates me. If it hates you, you know that it first hated me. Amen. Amen. I'm glad the Bible talks about how Paul was glad to count everything but dung, yeah, that he might win Christ. Hey, he said over there in Timothy, he said that, hey, they all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
This man Ahab, one of the most wicked kings ever to sit on the throne in Israel, said and openly declared to the man Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I think he said he was, yeah, it said that I hate him. There's a man of God and I hate him. He'd already encountered Elijah. He already knew what Elijah was capable of, and Elijah gave him all kinds of grief. And here's another man that's come up, Micaiah. Amen. But I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, each sat on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophesied before them. Here's these men trying to impress both the kings with all their fancy words and all their educational words and things like that, trying to tickle their ears, butter them up, just like we talked about this morning, that what they did to King Darius. We find a similar situation here. And Zedekiah, verse 11, the son of Chenaiah, made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. They tried their best to make Ahab go up and say, you know, the Lord's with you, it's going to be good. Amen. Not everything that saith Lord, Lord is going to enter in. It tells me that not everything that saith Lord, Lord is to be believed or trusted today. The Bible tells us to try the spirits, to try the Word of God to make sure it lines up.
Amen.
What saith the Scriptures? No matter what man says, nevertheless, what does the Bible say? I mean, how does it line up? Verse 13 said, the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah came and spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Amen. Trying to tell them what to speak. Amen. Hey, don't go stirring and rocking the boat over here. Hey, man, oh, Brother Phil, don't be rocking the boat. We need some tolerance in this country. We don't want you to say anything against our lifestyle, the way we're living, even though God doesn't approve of it. We don't want you to say anything about it. Hey, because they that are in the darkness don't want to come into the light because the light will reveal to them what their sin is.
Amen.
I tell you. It's funny, I heard a person say, you know what, he mentioned several other sins in that commentary, in that interview. He said he mentioned drunkards, he mentioned adulterers. He said he quoted 1 Corinthians over there where it said neither sexually effeminate or adulterers or fornicators and all these, shall none of them shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Uh-huh. And this man on the radio, he said, you know, I don't hear anybody, any drunks calling and complaining. I don't hear anybody that's adulterous complaining. It's always the homosexuals that have a fit over this stuff. Hey, but I tell you what, it's God's law. We talked about God's law not changing today. And if you'll read the Bible, if they will just humble themselves and seek the truth, they would find out that they are in error to the Word of God. Hey, this man wanted Micaiah. He whispered in his ear, just like the devil did Eve. He said, you know, all these prophets, there's 400 against you. Hey, why would you go in there and stir up an old hornet's nest and rock the boat? Hey, why don't you just go in there and speak some good words into the king?
Yeah, amen.
Everything will be fine. Boy, they try to do that today. Boy, you know, you won't get on TV or you won't do this or you won't succeed unless you do it my way. There was a man named Balaam one time. Hey, that he wanted to go up this king, Balak, I think was the king's name. He wanted Balaam to go curse Israel. And he said, you know, I can't do what the Lord has not sent me to do. Not in those words, but somewhere around that effect. He said, you know, Balak said after about three times, he said, you know, I thought to prosper thee. I thought to promote thee into good things. But the Lord has kept thee back from promotion. Amen. I'm glad today there's still some people that ain't looking for riches, ain't looking for worldly promotion, ain't looking for a pat on the back, ain't looking for all this stuff, all kinds of goodness things from the media and everything. There's still some people that are willing to have to back up and have a backbone about God and say, you know, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be like that next year.
Amen.
2014, you think we've seen persecution now, you just wait. I'll have a feeling in my soul, in my spirit, that we're just going to have a lot more things to encounter this coming year. A lot of people is going to be rising up. Bible says there's last days that people rise up having teachers because they're going to have itching ears. I've never seen so many people today want their ears to be tickled. And, hey, don't want to hear the Word of God, want it to be watered down, sugar-coated.
Yeah.
Hey, today the world is all about tolerance and all this other stuff. Amen. The world, I tell you what, God has some tolerance too, but there are some things He won't tolerate. Amen.
Right.
Hey, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. He says, go speak some good words unto the king. And this verse, I tell you what, I have based a lot of my ministry on this next verse. A lot of times we don't know what to say. A lot of times people will tell us, you know, hey, you need to say so-and-so and don't say this or don't say that. You know what Micah had to say about it, Micaiah? He said in verse 14, I've got this highlighted. He said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. Amen. I remember when they were preaching in the name of Jesus over there in Acts, I think it was chapter 4 or 5. Amen. The high priest called them in and told them, you know what, don't you be preaching in the name of Jesus no more. Hey, let's go ahead and beat them and send a message to them. Hey, and they won't do this no more. Hey, Brother Peter, I tell you what, Peter had something to say about that. He said, you know, judge yourselves whether it's better to obey God rather than man. We're just going to preach the name of Jesus anyway because it's better to obey God rather than man. He said, there is none other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Micaiah here, he said, you know what, I'm not going to preach what you want. I'm not going to tickle your ears. I'm going to tell you what the Lord tells me to tell you, and that's what I'm going to say. Hey, if you don't want to hear it, then that's your business.
Bless you, Lord.
So he came to the king. The king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered to him, Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Now it gives me another verse here in 2 Chronicles 14 and 2 Chronicles 2 Chronicles 20, verse 14 and verse 13 over here that I've written down that corresponds with this. And I'm going to turn to that real quick and we'll see what it says over there. Second Chronicles 20, 14 and 13. Let me see here. Maybe First Chronicles, I meant to say. Let me see here. I feel like Brother Jerry, I'm gonna take my time. I'll try to rush the Lord. See it here, but there's another place in there where it talks about Micaiah. And I thought it was interesting on that other place wherever that is, he talked about, you know, they had told him to speak a good word. And he answered them the same thing that the other prophets had told him, go and prosper. And I always read that to mean that Micaiah was kind of teasing him a little bit. Oh, you want to hear a good word? Well, just go ahead and prosper. And Ahab got mad about that because he knew he wasn't telling the truth. And he said here in verse 16, the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? It's funny, he don't want to hear good, bad things or hear evil things, and he hates Micaiah. But at the same time, he says, You know what? I know you're lying to me. I know you're just fibbing to me and you're trying to please me. Tell me the truth. Verse 17, he said, and this is Micaiah speaking again, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. The Lord said, These have no master, let them return every man unto his house in peace. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. The Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall in Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth the Spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Now, I tell you what, here Micaiah said, you know, here's what's going to be happening. You need to go up because God wants to, it's time for the kingdom to change. You need to fall in Ramoth Gilead because your works have come before me and you're an evil king and it's time for your reign to end. Hey, and I tell you what, Ahab didn't want to hear this. Ended up, as we read along, it ended up being that he did go and he was slain there at Ramoth Gilead. But I tell you what, the thing I got out of this more than anything is verse 7 and verse 14. Jehoshaphat said, Is there not a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of him? You know, in these last days, it may be that there may be some people here that get so bad that the Bible said the love of many will wax cold because of iniquity abounding in the world. Hey, it may be in these last days that there might be a few people, hey, that still want to hear more about the Lord, that may be curious, that may want to hear something from the Lord, and all they've heard is the things of the world. Hey, and they're tired of that mess, they want to hear some truth. Amen. Even if it doesn't sound good to their ears, even if it doesn't tickle their ears. Hey, Ahab said, you know what, just speak to me the truth. Maybe in these one of these days, not so long before now, maybe next year, they'll know when. Hey, but maybe it may be that the world today will want to hear somebody still standing for the Word of God. Amen. Hey, they'll say in their spirit, I've been told all these lies. I've been told all these things. Is there not one man left, hey, that will preach to me the Word of God, that will not tell me how it is plain and true, hey, so that I can finally get out of this mess that I'm in. Amen. I tell you what, I want to be that kind of man in this coming year. I want to be that kind of person, hey, that when God sends me somewhere, I want, whether it's a family member or someone else, I tell you what, it seems like it's the hardest people to witness to. It's always the own family. I don't know why it is, but it seems like the people you know are the hardest people to witness to. And I find it sometimes hard myself to talk to family members about religion because they'll tell you right before you even bring it up that I don't have nothing to do with that. But I tell you what, there's going to be maybe some people one of these days that'll need somebody to stand in the gap, make up the hedge. I tell you what, this is not a time to sit down on God, not a time to sit down on the Lord, not a time to quit. Amen. I tell you what, today it seems like we're living in a slacky society. Hey, the world's taking over, and Christians seem to be laying back, saying, you know, we've done all we can. I'm just too tired for the journey. Hey, you preached about Elijah last week saying, hey, take and eat. Hey, because the journey's too great for you. I tell you what, if we're going to make the journey, hey, in this world and make it to the end and dirt at the end to be saved, we've got to take some meat. Hey, and take it in our satchel with us, and wherever we go, put it in our heart. Hey, so that we can instantly recall what we need from the Lord when we need it.
Amen.
Is there not a man of God? Hey, there was a man, but the highest person in the land hated him. Probably wasn't very popular with people. But he said, you know, you tell me to tell good things to this king. But whatever God tells me, that's what I'm going to speak. We need to have some people that no matter what the world says, they go back to the Word and say, nevertheless, what saith the Lord? Whatever God wants me to speak, that'll speak.
Amen.
Hey, man, it might not do good for you, but I tell you what, it's truth. And the truth is what will make you free.
Amen.
Man, people, this world living in bondage nowadays, it's hard to find a good old-fashioned Christian preacher that preaches the Word. Hey, people are so mixed up today, I can't help but think of people on TV, television, evangelists and all this. Hey, they've got some people confused so much, they'll read out of one translation, and then they'll say, well, I like this translation the way it says, and then they'll skip a little bit and use another translation. I say, well, they're so confused, they don't even know what's of the Lord anymore. Hey, is there not one man that'll stand up and preach, thus saith the Lord? You got to start talking. You got to start talking to the Lord and have a communion fellowship with Him. Hey, before you consult other people. Because we're living in a day where we'll find prophets like this. Hey, they'll tell you good. Hey, listen, the Lord wants nothing for you but for you to prosper and be in good health. And
yeah.
He wants the good riches of this world for you and wants this for that for you. I can see that to an extent. He doesn't want it to devour you and consume you like it did the rich man who decided he'd build his barns bigger and tear down the ones he had. He doesn't want this riches of this world to consume you. Amen. He preached against a lot of riches and the things of this world because most people do not have the Spirit of the Lord in them strong enough to where they won't let the riches overtake them and consume them.
Amen.
Amen. That's why he said the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
Not money itself. But if that's what you crave, if that's what you desire, the Bible says all these things, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the eyes, the pleasure of the world, the flesh, for all these things will pass away. He says those that love these things do not love God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, today we need to be wary of any person that's going to come along and say, you know what, health, wealth, and prosperity, and peace. The Bible says when they say peace, peace, then comes a sudden destruction. We need to follow the Lord. Sow that seed like we talked about this morning and last week and we're going to be this Wednesday night. Sow our seed, do the best we can for the Lord and let Him give the increase.
Amen.
And stand our ground. Boy, I enjoyed the way that just come all together and fit together. Daniel stood his ground. Amen. He wasn't going to bow the knee. I like how Brother Jerry brought that out. His window, his access to heaven was already open and he wasn't about to close it for no man. I'm here today to tell you, don't close the access that you've got with God to any man. Hey, you keep that window wide open. Keep that window of communication open. Didn't God use the term window to say that that's how the blessings will be poured out? Hey, bring all the tithes to the storehouse and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing which you're not able to receive. That's the way we need to be in these days, the time we're living in. I don't know what it is about this weather. This time of year just seems all doomy and gloomy and it's easy to get depressed and down. I tell you what, you need to realize there's a brighter day coming.
Amen.
Amen. Those clouds can only block that sun for so long before that sun starts shining again. Amen. Out there in the woods all this week and all this season seems like I'll be out there and hey, you see the sun be blocked by clouds, but you know what? It's still back there. Amen. You still got to have faith that the sun's still shining just as powerful as it ever has.
Amen.
Day and age, we need to be that kind of light. And the clouds of this world may try to blind us. They try to block our light that we reflect of Jesus Christ. I tell you what, we need to shine all the more brighter. The city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. And we need to let our light shine before men. I thank God for being here this morning. If we all stand here. If someone has a song.